Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Welcome, you enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls again. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. As most know, this week we are broadcasting live out of Michigan. On March 13th, we were at Wayne County. March 14th, Macomb County. March 15th, we preached for, 2 hours last night, 3 hours the night before, and an hour and a half before that. That was March 15th at Saginaw County. Tonight we're going to be at St. Clair County, which is Grace Bible Church, exactly where these meetings should be had, and that's exactly where we're having them, and it's at 1600 Vine Street, St. Clair, Michigan. Grace Bible Church, 1600 Vine Street, St. Clair, Michigan. Starts at 6:30. Boy, oh boy, folks, I got to tell you, this guy that's putting these events on, his name is Bill Pace, and this guy is knocking it out of the park. He's pulling the people in, and we're just more than pleased. And I know that it's the chastisements and the judgments of the Most High God that are pushing people to the church to listen to what they've always should have listened to in the first place. Well, guess what, folks? That's exactly what's happening. So tonight we're going to be at St. Clair County, again, Grace Bible Church, 1600 Vine Street, St. Clair. Tomorrow we're going to be at Lapeer County. That will be March 17th at New Life Christian Church, 4411 Newark Road, Attica, Michigan. And then I also have to remind everybody, folks, that we also got picked up on another event, which is on Saturday. And that will be, and I'm pulling that up right now, that will be March 18th. And we're looking to be doing that one in Novi, and that will be on Saturday. Again, Novi, that one will start at 11:30 in the morning, and it will go till 5 p.m. This will be at Big Tommy's, 40380 Grand River Avenue, Novi, Michigan. Again, Big Tommy's, 40380 Grand River Avenue, Novi, Michigan. That one will be on Saturday. And, folks, I got to tell you, most people, and you know, as a matter of fact, let me just be candid with everybody here. When I'm at the base of the ministry in Minnesota, and I do articles 6 days a week, and I do broadcasts 6 days a week, there's nothing like being out on the road, being with the people, because the payday for me is being with the people. Most people want to avoid the people. Most people want to go do their best to avoid going on the road. That's where I find my life. When Jesus said, "To he who tries to save his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake will find it," and it was also that same Jesus, my big brother, the captain of my salvation, that said that he comes to give us life more abundantly. Folks, I have to tell you, it's totally true. When I'm back at the studios in Minnesota and I do what I do on a daily basis, it's not like it's drudgery, but it seems that it almost takes its toll. It's almost like a wet blanket. But once you get back out on the road and you're out there with the people, it seems like the spirit is greater than who you are every step of the way. So when, again, the Lord said that he who tries to save his life will lose it, this is the problem that many people are having in this country today, is they're busy trying to find their lives. And they're trying to figure out why they're condemned in their lifestyle choices. They're trying to figure out why they keep hitting their heads up against the wall. Scripture comes to my aid where it tells us it's better for you to fall on the rock than the rock to fall upon you. Folks, learn the lesson now for those that I'm speaking to. The wall doesn't move. This is a mercy of God to get you on the right path. I know that many people think they may be on the right path. Many people are asking the question, how do I get on the right path? Well, a lot of times those walls that you hit are there by the Lord. They're given to you by the Lord to show you you're going the wrong direction and the Lord's not moving. And the Bible's clear when it says, in thy affliction thou hast faithfully, in thy affliction, he said, in thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me that I might learn thy statutes. Folks, he's only driving you to himself. Keep going forward, but let him nudge you in the right direction in doing so. But again, understand that the way is straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Remember that we are going to go through trials and tribulations. We are going to suffer to receive the kingdom as it talks about in the book of Thessalonians. So this is all a part of the process when we got our face steadfast or fixed in direction towards the things of the Lord until he shows himself strong on our behalf. But remember, Jeremiah 29:11-13 comes to my aid, 11-13, that we're to seek him with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. So as long as you're doing that, you're going through hard times, rest assured you're going the right direction, and he'll work you to himself to the throne of grace in the time of need to bring about what needs to be brought about. But again, folks, I cannot tell you the last 3 and 4 days, tonight will be the fourth event, tomorrow we got a fifth and a sixth, I could do this until I was 90 years old because there's so much life out on the road. There's so much life in being spent for the people because, again, folks, this is truly what it's all about. And I'm honored to be here for the 46th time on Saturday. It will be the 46th time that I have been called back to this state. If it's not to the Capitol on 2 occasions, if it's not their politicians calling me back saying, Bradley, we just want you to come here and do your thing. We're not asking you to endorse us because I wouldn't anyway. We come back over and over again. If it's not hanging out with the Nugent, Ted Nugent, doing an event with him or the sheriff in Milwaukee, folks, the list goes on. And again, I'm just honored to be a part of what's going on here. But I do have to tell you, one of the things that I've observed over and over here is this is one of the worst states in the union. Michigan is hands down. And they are testing the people not only here, not only in Minnesota, not only in California, not only on the East Coast, New York, and the list goes on, but they are being tested heavily. And I see the Lord starting to draw these people back into where they should have been in the first place. They should have never left the living God. But praise be to God that they're coming back, folks, and their eyes are wide open and their ears are wide open. And I'm telling you what, thus far, concerning these events, the Lord has knocked it out of the park in more ways than one for both myself and Matt Truella. And I just thank God for the Holy Ghost who's been sent down from heaven to preach through us that all men might find their faith, not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. Folks, what we're going to be talking about here is we're going to be getting to the answers to America's injustices. It's already in the front of your face. And you can see on social media platforms, right now we have half the people attending because, again, they don't want the answers. And those are the kind of people we don't need. The Lord said those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, they will be filled. So I can tell you right now that this show is for you if you're hungry.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Liberty. By the way, if you want to call in, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You want to check us out on social media, please do. Folks, by the way, over the last couple days, I was talking about giving you guys a little bit of a treat in the sense of showing you something cool by bringing the PowerPoint to you online. Well, I noticed that Monday and Wednesday and Tuesday show weren't delivering. I didn't know what was going on. There was something going on with OBS or something that I didn't understand with all of this contraption in which I had before me. I have two different screens and I have three different systems in front of me right now so I can broadcast out of our room on the road. Well, with that said, I noticed it wasn't working, so I figured it out, and I'm going to go ahead and conclude one and two to bring about a part three to bring about the answers that so many claim that they're looking for in bringing the answers which are already in front of our face concerning the dilemmas and the injustices that we're dealing with when it comes to the government in America today. Remember, government does not have a right to do the wrong thing. Government does not, there's no law that gives them the right to do the wrong thing, folks, none. And if that's the case, then the American people who, again, we the people who are the government in this country under God, must stand up and peruse the Constitution and deal with them accordingly. So before I get to the conclusion of that on today's show, I want you to remember what Noah Webster said. Here's the first clue. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Okay, so I want to make clear everybody understands that all the miseries and all the evils which we suffer from are us despising or neglecting the precepts. And precepts is something that we all need to understand here. Precepts is that which God has given unto us as our duty from him to man. So it all comes back to showing the world our love and our faith by our works in James 2:14 through 26, because in contrast, faith without works is dead, as we all well know. Now, I want you to see this because this is something that I brought up several times before, but I took this picture actually at Yorktown Museum in Yorktown, Virginia some time ago, and I made reference that I made it last night and the night before as well. But do remember that the father of our Constitution, James Madison, said in 1788, listen carefully, remember, you're the government, you're the law. He said, James Madison did, justice is the end of the government. It ever has been and ever will be pursued until it be obtained. What Americans need today, you know how I make reference to Moses and the Ten Commandments and what it says right under Moses where it says justice guards our liberties? Folks, I'm only parodying that which the father of our Constitution has stated in 1788. It's exactly right. Justice is the end of the government. And as he said, in conclusion, it has ever been and ever will be pursued until it be obtained. Now, we can go back to Scripture because, again, we're based on and predicated upon common law. Remember in Isaiah 51, verse 4, it tells us, pay attention to me, my people. This is what the Lord said. He said, listen carefully unto me. He said, hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation. For a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. I know that the American church is backwards as they are, folks, and it's a lack of Christianity, 98%, 97% of what I see out there, that they're taught, thou shalt not judge. But, folks, our judgment is found in what we will not tolerate concerning that which offends the law. And when we look to Christ crucified, anything that offends that sacrifice, we will war against. Read 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. Let's go over to Amos 5:24 for a moment. But let justice run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. This is all premised on Scripture. What does Isaiah 26 say? For when the Lord's judgments are in the earth, through the church who magnifies his law against the crime and the criminals and the wicked, Isaiah 42:21, Psalm 40, verse 7, going to the New Testament, Hebrews 8, 10, and 10, 7. Okay? And also go over to Romans 3:31 when you get a moment as well. So the mercy of God is that his church obeys, magnifies the law, because we're called to be the light that reproves darkness in the New Testament. And I'm going to that of 5:11 of Ephesians. And we enforce the law, bring about judgment, in keeping his statutes. Not man's who make void God's commandments, Mark 7, but keeping the Lord's statutes to set the record straight that we might know peace and righteousness within the gate. You can also bring that, if you'd like, over to that of Amos 5:15, where the Lord told us to establish judgment within the gate, okay, within the gate. Well, some will say, well, Bradley, that's the Old Testament. Christ is the one that fulfilled the New Testament, folks. It's only a fulfilling. Grace fulfills all things, okay? And the fact of the matter is when you go to John 7:24, what does it tell us? This is what Jesus said, folks. Judge not according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. And I heard yesterday, and I've heard it before, and I've said it before, that the church is called to be fruit inspectors. Well, what is a fruit inspector? You're judging the fruit, and how are you judging the fruit? You're judging the fruit according to what men bear, because that's the standard that Jesus gave unto us and the rule to go by when we are to judge men, and we are to judge them by what they produce. And what we see in America today, friends, is a whole lot of corruption and a whole lot of wickedness being produced, an evil fruit from the men that are tolerated. And so many say that they're so sick and tired of it. Well, I got a result for you, friends, and that's what today's show is all about. I want to give you one more scripture, and we're going to get right to this, and I'm going to bring it up and project it on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, also beforeitsnews.com, subscribe, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do stick to the topic. We're talking about bringing the answers that are right in front of our face today. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ. And let me reiterate what the seventh president said when he rightly stated, Andrew Jackson did, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Bingo. Exactly right. Exactly right. The heart of God, friends, in Jeremiah 9:24 is this: but let him that glorieth, glory in this, that he understand and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness. Read Psalm 107 in parallel. He is the one that says, if you want to know me, he said, understand and know me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and in righteousness. Folks, there is no righteousness without establishing judgment. And there's no understanding as to how we're to judge until we know God's moral law, right? And the best way to really kind of convey this over is, if you ever see a police car, what does it say? We're here to serve, right? And they call themselves peace officers. What do peace officers do, folks? Peace officers enforce the law, right? To keep what? To keep the peace. And I'm not trying to be condescending, and I'm not trying to be smart, and I'm not trying to be cute, folks. But the fact of the matter is, it's pretty simple to understand how this all works. I want to show you, first and foremost, I want to show you how all this works. I want you to understand our system of government, again, is premised on a biblical view of government. It's premised on a biblical view of government. Okay? And I see that we're going to be bumping up against a real hard break here. And for some reason or another, why that's happening, I don't know. But we're going to have to come right back to this on the other side. Let me reiterate the point, friends, that we are broadcasting live from Michigan even now. And we are going to be out on that road once again, folks, tonight, 6 days in a row. And we're going to be talking locally in another county in Michigan here. And I'm getting caught up in a break, folks. That's why I'm going back to the dates here, so do forgive me. And what we're going to be doing tonight, friends, is we're going to be at St. Clair County at Grace Bible Church, 1600 Vine Street, St. Clair, Michigan. One more time, if you want to call in before we start rocking and rolling here, that number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And I'm going to pull this up for you on social media platforms real quick. People are asking all day long. And folks, I'm telling you, it's hitting every day. It's been increasing as far as the people that have been coming out and getting to do something about the issues in which we face today concerning corruption. And this is the message that we're broadcasting on today's show.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Angry words just won't cut it when it comes to a Russian jet downing a U.S. drone over the Black Sea on Monday. So says Texas Senator John Cornyn.
We need to discourage the Russians from that sort of activity because it could spark a much more dangerous direct confrontation.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio says we should be sending more drones to the Black Sea, along with our own fighters. Strong stat for the housing industry. There were about 1.5 million building permit applications last month. That's 14% more than in January. Goldman Sachs says there's a 35% chance the USA will experience a recession in the next year. That's 10% more than the firm's prediction before the fall of Silicon Valley Bank. Los Angeles is bracing for a three-day strike by teachers and others next week, what would be the first strike in the L.A. district in 30 years. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You all know we're broadcasting live from Michigan. We're going to be here again tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday before we head back to the state of Minnesota. Yes, it's snowing there again. But with that said, friends, I know that so many people are complaining about the problems. And over the last couple of days, we have been laying the foundation so people understand where they came from so they know where they're going. That was the first show. The second show we predicated upon, now you know where you're going. Well, here, now I'm going to show you how to actually apply the law to the situation. If it is, in fact, what it is that you want, you must bring justice upon the heads of the wicked lawfully, and we have the constitutional provision in doing so. So with that said, friends, what I want to do is I want to bring you to social media platforms, and if not, I'll paint the picture for you. I know that there's 158 cities listening to us in 53 countries. We totally appreciate that. But I'm giving a little treat to all my friends. I'm giving them PowerPoint as to what we're doing across the state of Michigan even now. So let's get to this, folks, giving you the answers which are right in front of your face. With that said, we all know that those that serve we the people put their hands on the Bible, swearing to uphold the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution. We all know this. Nobody can deny that, right? Well, the question that many people need to ask if they're confused, Daniel 9-7, as to what's going on in their country and concerning all the corruption, what you have to ask yourself the question is, if they're putting their hands on the Bible, how do you separate that? They're swearing to God to uphold the laws. How do you separate that from our foundations? How do you take on the lie from the SPLC, which is a communist, a subversive organization, and so is the ACLU? As a matter of fact, the founder of the ACLU, Roger Baldwin, said the end of the ACLU is communism. They're criminals to our system of government. How do you separate from your mind as to what the politicians or our said representatives, if in fact that's what they are, how do you separate the fact that they're to uphold God's moral laws, which are found in the Constitution. Remember, the Constitution ends in the year of our Lord, 1787. Okay? So with that said, I just wanted to get a little of the confusion out of the way, because God is not the author of confusion. Okay? So there's that. There's the first thing for you, friends. And again, what people need to realize is that we have a biblical view of the government here, which we are established, again, upon common law. And I want to explain this to you really quick, because the biblical view of government is where the state is divinely ordained by God. Okay, again, our rights come from God. Those that serve we, the people, we delegate authority to them concerning this representative limited government, according to what we delegate unto them. Again, they work for us. We do not work for them. State's authority is completely limited. They cannot act outside of their scope of authority, nor can they act outside of what you've delegated unto them. And what does this lead to, folks? It leads to patriotism. That means to uphold dying laws. It results in a republic, doesn't it? Yes. That's why we're a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, because it's all premised on creation, of course. But if you have a pagan view of government, this is how you're going to view government. And this is how most view government today. They think for some reason or another that the state is divine. No, it is not. That the state's authority is completely unlimited. No, it is not. This is what they would have you believe. It leads to state worship. You can thank the mainstream media that continuously elevates their hand-picked candidates that they put in your face and hope that you'll worship them. And that's called idolatry. And what they're hoping for, friends, is that you worship your favorite politician that works for the bad guy rather than the Christ that will never let you down. Remember, Scripture tells us those that put their trust in the arm of the flesh, their favorite politicians, right? Those that put their trust in the arm of the flesh will reap a curse. But those that trust the Lord will reap a blessing. Okay? And if you have a pagan view of government, remember, friends, that results in tyranny, and this is what you see today. And furthermore, it's also good for everybody to understand that it's based upon evolution, and evolution was illegal to teach in this country all the way up until 1968. Folks, when you begin to see a government disseminate evolution and overreach the state's rights through the Bill of Rights, namely the 10th Amendment, and begins to use the federal government to indoctrinate the kids into believing that they just blew in from out of nowhere, that they came from monkeys, you better understand at that point that there's somebody behind it that wants to sit on the throne that only Jesus will ever sit upon. And that's when you see evolution on the scene. That's exactly the response you're going to get, friends, and it's not going to be a good one. Because the Lord's not going to leave himself without a witness in judgment, neither to a disobedient people. Let me go back to this. I've talked about this, but now you get to see it on social media platforms. In Exodus 14:28, we can clearly see, let me stop for a moment. What you're looking at right now is the national seal, and it is given unto us. The architects were Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Robert Livingston. Hey, folks, pretty much the architects of the Declaration of Independence are the ones that created this national seal that was proposed. If you look at it, you can see clearly Moses on the other side of the sea. Remember he told Moses, the Lord did, stand back and see the salvation of the Lord? Yep. And you'll also notice in this picture, friends, by the way, we have these T-shirts available on sonsoflibertymedia.com if you'd like one. They're fantastic, and they're great conversational starters, okay? Great conversation starters. But if you look at it, it says rebellion to tyrants, right, is obedience to God. You see the fire that separated the children of Israel from Pharaoh and his armies that Moses just confronted in Exodus 5 and told him to let my people go. Let me ask you the question, friends. Who lost that battle? Was it the children of Israel or was it Pharaoh? It was the children of Israel that won the battle because of the Lord that they were obeying. When you look at William Blackstone, he was one of the main author, actually, along with Charles D. Montesquieu and John Locke, who established common law, I'm sorry, established commentaries on the laws of England in English common law. This is the guy that said no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God, the moral law of God. Let me ask you something, folks. Just like when I'm talking to the people face to face, I'm going to say it to you too. Are you sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments? Because if you are, get back to God's 10. See, what I'm doing right now, folks, is I'm exhorting you and admonishing you to learn what you should have learned a long time ago. You need to pick up your broom of lethargy, and you need to swipe off the top of the Word of God. As a matter of fact, Charles Spurgeon said on many of your Bibles, there's enough dust to write the word damnation on the top of it. You need to sweep off the dust of your Bible, study it from top to bottom, and get into your founding documents to know what your duty is. Let's go back to William Blackstone. What did he say? He said, these are the eternal, immutable, unchangeable, friends, laws of good and evil to which the Creator himself in all dispensations conforms. So he's not going to do anything outside of his character. John Wycliffe said in the 1300s, the Bible is for the government, of the people, by the people, and for the people. And isn't it interesting, folks, when we're looking at this quote by John Wycliffe, isn't it interesting how that of Abraham Lincoln actually brought up the same exact quote? But what he did, friends, is he withheld the word, the Bible. He said the government is of the people and by the people and for the people. Well, he forgot to start that off in the proper context as to how John Wycliffe actually stated it. Again, this Bible, said John Wycliffe, is for the government, of the people, by the people, and for the people. So with that said, going now to the church, which is the moral compass of society, what question that needs to be begged here is, can anyone please show me in Scripture as to where the Lord ever commanded his children to disobey himself and subjecting themselves to that of a tyrant? I'm glad no one's calling in, because there isn't one. Hey, why then are we then hearing Romans 13 being preached completely backwards, as if to suggest that we are to submit to tyrants rather than the Lord? If you look at Romans 13, what does it say, friends? For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, what did he say? Oh, nobody says it like Charles, friends, but he's exactly right. He can put it up to John 10:12 if you'd like. He said, a time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have the clowns entertaining the goats. And isn't it the business of the church, first of all, to know Scripture? And I'm thinking of John 7:17, to know the doctrine, to study the Word. 2 Timothy 2:15. Isn't it for us that call themselves Christians that are truly born of the Spirit of God, John 3:3? Isn't it for us to make distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled in Ezekiel 44:23? Why, yes, it is. So there's absolutely no excuse as to why we're being told today by the hirelings, which, by the way, that word within itself, you know what it means? It means to prostitute yourself out. A hireling is not one that has a care for the sheep. A hireling only cares for himself because he's already prostituted himself out, because it's a job and that's how he makes his money, to indoctrinate the sheep. You always know someone that's a real Christian. Greater love is no man than this, than a man laid down his life for his brethren, John 15:13. Hirelings don't do that. What they do is they open the doors to the wolves to devour the sheep, and it's exactly what you're seeing in the American church today, especially when you hear the said hirelings in the pulpits across America today telling you and sharing with you an untruth, a heresy, every step of the way, by attempting to indoctrinate you, by telling you to submit to tyranny instead of the living God. Folks, if that was the case, guess what? We wouldn't be here right now.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsofliberty.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so let's rock this out, folks. I got much to cover. I was just sharing with you right now, folks, that we're being taught that Romans 13 from the hirelings across the country, John 10, 12, are teaching us that we're supposed to submit to corruption. We're supposed to submit to tyrants rather than to submit to the living God. Now, they always make reference to Romans 13, so you got to pay attention to this, okay? This is what our forefathers said, Patrick Henry. He said, in convincing our forefathers to throw off the tyrant across the pond, he said Caesar had his Brutus, Charles I his Cromwell, and George III, treason, cried the speaker. May profit by their example. If this be treason, make the most of it. Well, let's go over to Scripture so we can see clearly that our forefathers said no to the tyrants. They threw them off. Three-quarters of the document of the Declaration of Independence is just that. Well, let's go to Scripture. Is it true that we're supposed to submit to tyrannical government and corruption? Absolutely not. In America, keep in mind, we are the government in this country. Are we to submit to corrupt politicians? Absolutely not. Exodus 5:1 tells us, the meekest man alive, folks, power under control. Moses and Aaron went into the face of Pharaoh, and what did they do, folks? They said, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, let my people go. If you look at Acts chapter 1, verse 2, you can see that, folks, they're not suggestions. They're actually commandments that the Lord gives us. When you look at Nebuchadnezzar, and by the way, when you look at this hierarchy and how it's set up, this is exactly what's happening in America today as well. You look at the corrupt king, Nebuchadnezzar, and you can see that he had gathered together the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers and the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces. And what they were supposed to do, folks, that was his subordinates. He had them all locked in, okay? He had them all bought and paid for. They were the foxes in the chicken coop, keeping the establishment together, okay? Just like you're seeing today in America. And they're using your money to do it, to defend themselves against the people that they're supposed to serve. But going back to Nebuchadnezzar, the image that he created, he said, when you hear the music, you're going to fall down and worship it. Well, guess what? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they didn't do that. They said absolutely not. And because they didn't do it, the fourth man showed up in the fire. His name is Jesus Christ. And it's also interesting to note, when Nebuchadnezzar got angry, he said, go ahead and heat that fire up seven times. But what did happen to the person that heated the fire up that was there to basically burn alive Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? He was the one that was taken out. Also keep in mind, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, not one hair of their hair was singed. Not one hair on their head was singed. Not a hair, folks. Okay? What happened? Because they obeyed. Because Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't bow. They didn't burn, number one. But number two, folks, also keep in mind, Nebuchadnezzar declared throughout the land that the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was the living God. If you go over to 1 Kings 18, speaking of confronting the false doctrine that we're supposed to submit to tyrants in America that serve we the people, we're supposed to submit to corrupt employees, is what the church would have you believe, folks, right? Remember Ahab, when he confronted Elijah out in the middle of the desert? Remember what he said of Ahab? Art thou he that troubleth Israel? But folks, pay attention to what the holy prophet said. The holy lone prophet Elijah said back to the corrupt king, I've not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam, a false god. Oh my goodness, folks. Where are people coming up with this? Where are people coming up with the fact that you're supposed to submit to a tyrant? And again, I want to make sure everybody understands, we have a representative form of government. The president represents the people. There is no title of nobility. This is not a monarch. Okay, go to Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8. We're talking about our employees in the government. Folks, if we're obedient to the Lord out of love for him, because what Jesus did for us on the cross, we're going to obey him in dealing with the corrupt. You don't allow your employees to call the shot telling you how to run your business. But in the pulpits in America today, the hirelings and the whores have the audacity to tell you that either you're not supposed to be a part of politics, when in fact it was the Lord that actually implemented the institution of government, hello, in America. And secondly, then you are supposed to, in turn, bow to corrupt employees that don't know how to be led about in a right manner. Absolutely not. The Constitution, and firstly, the Bible tells us just the exact opposite. Well, what about the New Testament, Bradley? Here is the Tetrarch being reproved by him for Herodias' brother Philip's sake, and for all the evils which Herod had done. Guess what, folks? John the Baptist, the greatest prophet born of women, he was pointing his finger at the corrupt king. And he was calling him out for all of his evils. All right, well, let's go over to this one, folks. In contrast to what you're being lied about from the pulpits in America, no wonder why they don't have the respect of the people in America any longer, friends. It's embarrassing. It truly is. Let's go over to Acts. And by the way, it's not just Acts 12. In several cases leading up to Acts 12, Peter was thrown in jail, and then he was thrown in jail again. And in this particular case, in Acts 12, 7 through 11, the Bible tells us, behold, the angel of the Lord came upon Peter, him, and a light shined in the prison that King Herod threw him into, Herod was a corrupt devil, right? And a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise quickly, and his chains fell off of him. Whoa. Wait a second. So when a corrupt king threw the apostles in jail, the Lord sent an angel to break him out of jail. That's right. That's exactly right. But you're being told by the biblical illiterates in America today, you're supposed to submit to the Herods of the world. You're supposed to submit to the Nebuchadnezzars. You're supposed to submit to the Pharaohs. No, you are not. You submit to the Lord and Him alone, period. I'm going to give you one more, and I'm going to take this phone call from Jeannie or Janine. What about Jesus? I love this because you know how people have made Jesus out to be some little effeminate pansy, which is opposite of Scripture. The Bible says He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. The Bible tells us that He is a man of war. And Scripture teaches us that over and over and over again. Read Ephesians 6:12. Why do we have armor if it's not a war? How many times did Paul say that we are soldiers? Right? Luke 13:32. This is Jesus. The Herodians came up upon Him and said, you know what? You need to get out of here. I'm sure it's going to kill you. What did Jesus say in Luke 13:32? He said, and He said unto him, go ye and tell that fox, behold, I cast out devils. I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Does that sound like you're supposed to in any sense of the word? And I could have went over example after example. Gideon, the list goes on. Samson, the apostles, Paul confronting the king. I mean, it goes on and on. We, as a matter of fact, will be witnesses. And we will stand as testimonies against kings and governors, is what Scripture said. So where are people coming up with this? It's insanity. It's because they're not reading the Bible for themselves to know the difference. We got, is this Janine or is this Jean from Michigan?
Am I on?
You are on.
Jean. Okay. Hi, Bradley. Hi, this is Jean, and I am from Portland. And one of the things that... I think when we talk about repentance and repentance as a nation, as a people, in relation to the unborn, our unborn Americans and our unborn God-created humans, and we over 50 years now, and that's one thing that should be. We're going to have to come to our knees on that one. We have allowed this, and like you said last night, the pulpit has allowed. We've not been called to our knees on this. And we really do need to repent and turn that ship around.
Amen. Amen. Well, I can tell you this right now. And by the way, we got about less than 30 seconds, so I'm not cutting you off. It is the end of the show, but I will answer off air. I can tell you when it comes to the topic of abortion, America can repent all that she wants to. But the fact of the matter is Scripture tells us in 24:4 of 2 Kings that although Josiah did everything right before the Lord said to Josiah, He said that for the innocent blood that was shed in the land, you will not be pardoned for this. The Lord will not, in any sense of the word, overlook iniquity, and the just recompenses that the Lord commanded His children to deal with those that shed innocent blood in Numbers 35:33.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.